This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Maritime Leaders Conclave and chaired the Global Maritime CEO Forum at India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister launched initiatives worth 2.2 lakh crore rupees in an effort to strengthen India's maritime and shipbuilding capabilities. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "Maritime sector is driving India's growth." He said, "Over the last decade, the sector has transformed significantly, boosting trade and port infrastructure." The Prime Minister further added that maritime sector is advancing with great speed and energy, and this is the right time to work and expand in India's shipping sector.
Saathiyo, hame garv hai ki aaj Bharat ke ports developing world ke sabse efficient ports mein gine jate hain. Kai mamlon mein to wo developed world ke ports se bhi behtar pradarshan kar rahe hain. Bharatiya ports global shipping line ke liye aur adhik competitive aur attractive ban gaye hain.
He further emphasized India's growing strength in maritime human resources, stating that the number of Indian seafarers has increased from 1.25 lakh to over 3 lakh in the past decade. Mr. Modi said, India is accelerating efforts to reach new heights in shipbuilding. He said the government has replaced over a century-old colonial shipping laws with modern and futuristic laws suited for the 21st century. The Prime Minister said, "Today, India's ports are now counted among most efficient in developing world." The campaigning in Bihar has further intensified for assembly elections as leaders and star campaigners from various political parties held a series of rallies across the state today. Prominent leaders and star campaigners from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan carried out intense campaigning. Issues such as Bihar's development, caste-based census, employment and migration dominated the election discourse today. BJP star campaigner and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, addressing a rally in Samastipur in support of NDA candidates, said that the Rashtriya Janata Dal, that is RJD, and the Congress can never bring development to Bihar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, while addressing a rally in Bard in Patna in support of an NDA candidate, accused the RJD of indulging in dynastic politics. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also addressed several rallies. Meanwhile, JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, addressing a rally in Rajgir, promised that if re-elected, his government would provide 1 crore jobs to the youth over the next 5 years. Congress senior leader Rahul Gandhi launched his election campaign from Muzaffarpur today. In Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, 59 Maoists surrendered today. Among them are 9 women. A total reward of 66 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. The surrendered Maoists were active for several years in different areas of Bastar Division. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya today said that Sardar Vallabh Bhai Patel is a legacy, an idea and an institution for this nation. He urged citizens of the country, especially youth, to take inspiration from his life to build a Viksit Bharat. The minister made these remarks while delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2025 at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. Dr. Mandviya said that by removing Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is completing Sardar Patel's unfinished work. India and Nepal today signed 2 major agreements to boost power cooperation and develop new cross-border transmission lines for enhanced regional energy trade and connectivity. The agreements have been signed between India's Power Grid and the Nepal Electricity Authority. Both agreements cover the development of the Inarva in Nepal to New Purnia in India, 400 kV, and Lamki Dodudhara in Nepal to Bareilly in India, 400 kV transmission systems. The agreement ceremony was held in the presence of Union Minister of Power, Manohar Lal, and Nepal's Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kulman Ghising, in New Delhi. South Africa secured a place in the ICC Women's ODI World Cup final after a commanding 125-run victory over England at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati tonight. Put into bat first, South Africa posted an impressive 319 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs. In response, England were bowled out for 194 in 42.3 overs. Earlier, England had won the toss and elected to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.